As the consumption of higher education has spread in the United States, its economic efficiency has declined. The number of college and university students grew 18% between 1980 and 1995, but the money spent grew more than twice as fast. The average cost of educating the student for a year at an institution of higher learning has increased from $7,400 to $10,600. As a result, some families are less willing to go heavily in debt to finance a college education. Over the last 13 years, some 100 four-year institutions closed, almost twice the number that shut down the decade before. Market pressure and costs are beginning to force educators to think about things unconventionally, said Peter McPherson, president of Michigan State University. Cyberlearning is a highly effective means of providing education in a fast-changing world. Students can get a degree at a lower cost while working full-time and living miles from school. The University of Maine System Network, for instance, reaches 9,000 students in 107 satellite classrooms, often in high schools or office suites. Mary Ruth Galvin, a 41-year-old housewife who lives on an island off the coast of Maine, is taking courses to earn a bachelor's degree. Galvin watches her professors on a TV screen. She asks questions via a class telephone, mails homework assignments, and takes tests at the island's high school, monitored by local proctors. The university charges $132 a credit hour for cyber courses, about the same as for classroom courses. Cyber learners pay an extra $5 an hour in fees. With 120 credits, a student can get a degree via distance learning courses for a tuition of $16,440, compared with the $36,864 it costs to attend and live at the university's main campus. How effective are the online programs? When the University of Phoenix recently gave standardized achievement tests to online BS graduates and graduates of on-campus programs at public Arizona universities, the results were comparable.